Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, December 16th. Coming up, we'll learn about how expensive college has gotten and how a group of politicians and advocates in the state have a plan to change that. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin is sounding an alarm over the incoming president's immigration plans. IPM correspondent Linda Kenyon has the story.
Senator Durbin, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, led a hearing on the potential consequences of President-elect Donald Trump's promise to deport millions of immigrant families.
In his first term, President Trump deported dreamers who came to the U.S. as children. He deported veterans who had served our nation. He deported essential workers who care for our families, build our homes, and make sure we have food on the table in the morning.
Durbin said mass deportations would cost hundreds of billions of dollars, damage the economy, and separate American families. Instead, he said the focus should be on deporting those who are truly a danger to America, while giving the rest a chance to earn legal status.
That's the starting point that I think makes sense. Not mass deportation, but mass accountability. So we know who's here.
Senator Durbin joined six other Senate Democrats, including Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth, in a letter to President Biden, urging him to take urgent action before he leaves office. The letter says, quote, mass deportations would jeopardize the safety and security of millions of mixed-status families, sow deep distrust and fear in the communities we represent, and destabilize the U.S. economy. The letter spells out a number of suggestions, including designating and extending temporary protected status for all eligible countries and prioritizing asylum claims. In Washington, D.C., Linda Kenyon, IPM News.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is supporting a measure to tax and regulate intoxicating hemp products. Alex Degman reports.
The Hemp Consumer Products Act sets regulations for producing, distributing, testing, and selling hemp-derived products like Delta 8 and CBD lotions. It raises the legal purchase age to 21 and bans packaging that's designed to look like snacks or candy. It requires products to be sold in dispensaries, not smoke shops or gas stations. Pritzker says both kids and adults are getting sick.
Even if they are consumed intentionally, these products can pose a significant risk to health and well-being. Because they are unregulated, there are no testing or dosage requirements.
The Illinois Hemp Business Association pushed back, saying they've been largely ignored. Lawmakers will likely get to this during their lame duck session next month. I'm Alex Degman.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture will begin testing the national milk supply for bird flu this week. Harvest Public Media's Skylar Rossi reports officials say it will help them determine exactly where the virus is spreading in dairy cattle.
Under a new federal order, facilities and farms will have to share samples of unpasteurized milk to be tested for bird flu. The virus first appeared in cattle earlier this year and has infected hundreds of herds across 16 states. It's also infected nearly 60 humans, mainly through exposure from infected cows or birds. Until now, testing has been mostly voluntary. Catalina Picasso, a veterinary epidemiologist at Michigan State University, says this new approach will help pinpoint the virus's movement.
We as a country are going to be able to understand where the disease is and where the disease is not.
Michigan is one of six states that will be part of the first round of the new testing strategy. I'm Skylar Rossi, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. Illinois Congressman Mike Bost will chair the House Committee on Veterans Affairs for another two-year term. Will Bauer reports the Republican is hoping to focus on modernizing the VA starting in the new year.
One of the issues that Boss says needs to be addressed with the new Congress is the PACT Act. The 2022 legislation expanded benefits for veterans harmed by exposure to toxic chemicals while serving in the military. However, the Department of Veterans Affairs has been overwhelmed with requests. Boss says he wants to ensure the right veterans can get their benefits.
Quite often, there's our idea of what we think we wrote, there's what we actually wrote, and then there's what the bureaucrats actually do.
Boss says he's heard stories of veterans dying from cancer waiting for treatment from the VA because they couldn't get evaluated in time. He says he's hoping to work with this administration and the next one to find a solution. I'm Will Bauer.
Still to come, we'll learn about how expensive college has gotten and how a group of politicians and advocates in the state have a plan to change that. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today: cloudy with areas of dense fog and a chance of rain this morning, turning partly cloudy late this afternoon with a high of 59 degrees and a south wind 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 30 degrees, a west wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 45 degrees, a west wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and a low of 34 degrees, an east wind 5 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, cloudy with rain likely and a high of 42 degrees, and a northeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, RFK Jr.'s war on corn syrup could pit him against ADM and the many Trump voters who work for the company here in Illinois. Plus, the contest to redo the Illinois state flag is down to 10 finalists. We'll review them with one of the world's foremost experts on flag design. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. You've likely heard about how expensive college has gotten. Maybe you're putting a huge chunk of your paycheck towards student loan payments, or you're wondering how you'll afford to send your kids to college. What you may not know is the problem is especially bad here in Illinois. But now, a group of politicians and advocates in the state have a pretty revolutionary plan to change that. Lisa Kurian-Phillip breaks it down on how it would work.
The name of the legislation is extremely unsexy. It has words like adequate and equitable in it. But people like Christian Perry are psyched about what it could do. He's from the advocacy group Partnership for College Completion.
Even if you have, you know, younger babies like yourself or a teenager like I do, the point of this work is to ensure that, you know, they enter into a different higher education landscape than the one that you and I inherited.
The one that he and I inherited? It sucks. And that's in part because Illinois has no system for how it funds its public universities. College leaders just go to Springfield to beg for money and cross their fingers they get it. And they often have not. Since 2000, state spending on higher education has been cut in half. That's right, half. It used to be that state funding made up most of a public university's revenue. Now, schools have to rely on tuition for the majority of their money.
The state disinvestment has created pressures for these universities to raise their tuition to levels that their student populations just could not afford.
Mike Abramson is a researcher at the Partnership for College Completion.
They really put them in an impossible spot.
So how are legislators trying to fix it? With math. They want to use a formula to distribute funds. It would calculate the minimum each school needs to educate the particular kinds of students it serves. More money would be set aside for low-income, first-generation, and racially marginalized students. Researcher Nick Lee says the formula would take Illinois from one of the worst at funding higher education to a model for other states to emulate.
I think it does a great job of lifting up and shedding light on the fact of it costs different amounts of money to educate different students and to educate them in different programs and different institution types.
Okay, this all sounds super wonky. So let's talk about what this might look like in real life. I want to take you to Chicago State University on the city's south side. It's the only public university in Illinois with a predominantly Black student body. Christian Perry, that first guy you heard from, he grew up nearby.
A parent now with a 7-year-old maybe wouldn't look at Chicago State because of if they drove past it, you know, they see a stop sign that might be crooked and, you know, a little bit of flooding due to the bad infrastructure.
Over the years, the state has put less and less money into the school, and Chicago State's students aren't able to pay much more to make up the difference. Most come from families that qualify as low income. That's meant their college has fewer resources to serve students. That's meant fewer students are enrolling, which has meant fewer tuition dollars. It's a downward spiral. Perry says if the formula is done right, the school could be restored to what it was like when his grandfather went there in the 70s.
10 years from now, that campus could look radically different. It could be buzzing and humming with more students, where you might feel a little bit more comfortable trying to strong arm your baby to stay home, right? And go to Chicago State because the amenities and what they can offer.
The problem is, this would all be really expensive. Researchers estimate that fully funding the formula will require jacking up higher education spending by $1.4 billion in taxpayer dollars over the next decade. But Abramson, the researcher, says the payoff would be many times that, because people with college degrees can contribute more to the local economy.
In the short view of this, the funding piece is hard, right? In the long view, every other thing that we fund, that our state funds, will be hard without it.
Abramson estimates students who get college degrees as a result would pay more than $6 billion in state taxes over their lifetimes. Lisa Corian Phillip, WBEZ News.
That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Linda Kenyon, Alex Degman, Skylar Rossi, Will Bauer, and Lisa Corian Phillip. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.